I just want to thank the Neidinger family for sharing their gifts and talent for us this Christmas time. And I'd like to invite the Trapp family, the Neidinger family singers up.
Thank you, Josh. I can talk barely, but I can't sing today, so we'll do the best we can. So the ones who suited up today are my brother Bill, son Patrick, and daughter Erica. Jan, who sings with Bill, is also ill today, unfortunately, and my sister Annie, I can't make it. She last time, as you remember, she was here with her husband Bobby. So we... we see each time who we can muster, but that's the way the timing worked out. Anyhow, glad to have everybody here. I'll just say a few words about the family and music, and then we'll get right to a few songs, including some Christmas songs. So, music has run in our family. I take it back to our father, who actually majored in music in college. He was the first violin at the University of Kansas, and was a serious classical violinist, and then got interested in Freud and ended up going to med school and became a psychoanalyst. So, and I'm a psychiatrist, as you know, so these are two influences in our family. But as kids growing up, we all took piano lessons, sometimes under protest, but I think it was good to learn the structure of music. And the school I went to in the city luckily also had a chorus, so I started singing, quite young, and that's carried through too with the family. I think my first time I sang alone was I was Balthazar at the Christmas pageant in fifth grade. So anyhow, then when I was 11, Richie Lowenstein gave me the Weavers at Carnegie Hall album. And that was a pivotal thing for me. It got me interested in folk music, Kingston Trio and all that stuff. And then when I was a sophomore, I'm the oldest of three, Billy and then Annie. And then when I was a sophomore in high school, we got a guitar for the family. And that started things off. So a kid across the street, Peter Robbins, right, Bill, taught me a few chords. And then my brother and sister got interested and got an even earlier start on it all. And they still have made their living through music. Annie, as you know, had a group called Annie and the still does, Annie and the Natural Wonder Band, that does songs for kids, mainly ecological type songs. And for many years, Josh knew the band and his kids had seen them, but he didn't know that Annie was my sister. And then one day, she was here, and he went, whoa. Billy has, still performs. He lives in Connecticut now, and he wrote some songs for the Cat and Kangaroo Show. One called I'm Proud to Be a Moose was played a lot. And there's also a CD that Christine Lavin put together, songs about winter, called On a Winter's Night, and Billy's song On a Winter's Night is on that CD and was the basis for the title of that CD, and I think it's a song he'll do today. So I'm going to pass around. This is a picture of our father with his violin, and this is a picture for a number of years we had kind of a family folk act. I always did it on the side, but my brother, sister, and I and our father played the fiddle. We converted him from a classical violinist to a hillbilly fiddlist. And our mother even sang a couple times with us on the last song. And I should give her credit too, because when we were little, she would sing to us. And I think that's important often for kids hearing music. So she gets credit as well. So I'll pass these two around and then we'll start some music. We're going to do a couple non-Christmas songs and then Billy's going to lead you through some Christmas songs you can all participate in, and then we'll do a couple non-Christmas ones at the end. Anything else I should mention that's relevant?
You covered it pretty well.
Okay.
Did
so we'll.
All locally? Did you live?
We grew up in in New York City until I started high school. Then we moved to Briarcliff Manor. So we mainly played around New York, and we used to be the opening act at the Lone Star Cafe in New York, which was a. So we played opening act for some pretty good, well-known people. That too, yeah. My brother's a big Mets fan, and he noticed they had different people singing the national anthem, so he looked into it, and they said, if you send a tape in, we'll consider it. And he knew someone at the time, I guess, in the management. So how many times have you sung the national anthem at the Mets?
8 or 10.
And most recently, a couple years ago, right? And the first time in, 1980 or something like that? Yeah, so, and twice my sister and I got to sing with him, So that was a real thrill. It's tricky because you hear, the echo a couple seconds later, so you really have to concentrate because you hear your voice delayed. And one time the Mets played Montreal, and our father, his parents were from Kansas, but he was born in Saskatchewan in Canada. So he played the Canadian national anthem for the Montreal team on his violin in the middle of Shea Stadium all by himself. And then we, which I wish we had a film of, a video, and then we sang the American national anthem. Okay, that's enough. I'll pass these around, and then we can get set up for... we're going to start with two songs about New Orleans. One's the famous song, City of New Orleans, about the train that Steve Goodman wrote, and the other one's a song my brother wrote about New Orleans, having never been there.
Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. through the Mississippi darkness, rolling home to the sea. Yeah, but all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream, and the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings that song again. You passengers, please refrain, 'cause this train's got the disappearing railroad blues. And it's good night, America, how are you? Hey, don't you know me?
I'm your native son.
I'm
the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'm gone 500 miles till the day is done. Good morning, America, how are you?
Say,
don't you know me? I'm your native son.
I'm
the train they call City of New Orleans. I'm gone 500 miles till the day is done.
Yeah.
All right, we're getting all our New Orleans songs out of the way early. This is, we only have two. Yeah, I was living in Switzerland, and I had, of course, like everybody, and I had a manager over there, and he said, "I have a good idea for you. There's a contest in Zurich. And it's 22 bands, everybody does two songs, and then the winner gets $1,500, gets to be in this big concert, and gets to be on Swiss national television, which is seen by hundreds of people all over the country." So I said, "What's your advice?" He said, "My advice is you should enter the concert and win first prize." So I said, "That sounds like good advice. How am I going to win the concert? Win the contest, thank you." And he said, "Well, all the judges have their own radio shows, and I've been listening to them. And what's very popular in Switzerland now is Cajun music. So what you should do is write a Cajun song with three-part harmony, very catchy, about New Orleans in the Cajun style." And I said, "That sounds like a good idea. There's only one problem. I've never even been near New Orleans. I don't know anything about it." And he said, "Well, you figure out that part." I wasn't really concerned with the fact that I had no information. So I just took a bunch of songs, you know, just sort of like when John Lennon used to throw the tape loops up in the air and put them together. I took a bunch of phrases from different songs and put this song together, and I won first prize. Still haven't been to New Orleans, but... Okay, wail it over there, Erica. One.
Thank you.
moving down to a town called New Orleans, Louisiana. Take a trip with me to Mississippi and Alabama. Step inside, take a ride. Boat called the Mississippi Queen. Have you ever been down to a town called New Orleans? Have you ever been down to a town called New Orleans, Louisiana? Take a trip with me through Mississippi and Alabama. Step inside, take a ride on the boat called the Mississippi Queen. Have you ever been down to a town called New Orleans?
What?
Thank you.
wrote a long time ago. It's called On a Winter's Night. On a winter's night, sometime when we're all alone, we'll sing every song we know and turn off all the lights. What will we do when the music ends? What will we see when the lights go out? How can you feel when a friendship ends inside out? We're far away, lost in dreams, high above any clouds we see. But who knows when the storms will come? Who knows when the winds will rise? Who knows what those snows will blow in our eyes? Who knows who'll be the first to go? On their way, alone with a frozen tear, in search of a better year, or just a warmer night. Who knows when the clouds will part? Who knows when the sun will rise? Who knows what those winds will blow in our eyes? So just for now, we'll stay by the radio. We'll sing every song we know, turn off all the lights, wrap the blankets warmly, shut the window tight, put your arms around me. For all we know, it may snow tonight.
I was living with my parents and had no money, and I was driving into Greenwich Village and going to these hootenannies, and you'd stand in line with everybody else with their guitars, and you'd get a number. This is at Folk City every Tuesday night, and if you got a good number, you'd go on about 9 or 10 when there were, you know, maybe some record company people in the audience or some talent scouts. And if you got a bad number, you'd go on about 2 or 3 in the morning, was mostly drug addicts and alcoholics and psychotics, which was sometimes the better audience. But anyway, so the woman that ran the hoot at Folk City said, now there's a new place opening on Bleecker Street, Dugout Tavern. And there you don't have to do 3 songs, you can do a whole half hour. You still won't make any money, but you can do a whole half hour. So I had nothing to do on that day either, so I went down there. And it was a disgusting, dirty place, no sound system. And I cut my set short because I was just screaming, just trying to be heard. And it just seemed like this one guy at the bar was listening. But he came up to me afterwards, and he turned out to be a producer for CBS television. And he had a contract to do 40 songs for the show. And he'd purposely come into this place because he knew there was no music there. He'd been listening to demo tapes all day, and wrote jingles also. So it was literally, you know, lucky to be that place at the right time. And he was getting near his deadline, so he was looking for new writers. So he took me in, he just came up and said, would you be interested in writing songs for the Captain Kangaroo Show? I went, yeah. And so beats, you know, hanging out with my parents the rest of my life. So he took me into the studio, showed me some clips, gave me some tips. Already Sesame Street was doing better than the ratings in them, so they were looking not to do any new films. So they had all this film of feeding the animals at the zoo. So he said, if you write about that, there's a good chance they'll take it. So I wrote this song, Morning at the Zoo, they took that. I wrote 6 songs a week, they took 5 of them. And this is the one I wrote for Mr. Moose, because I never watched the show when I was little, actually. So I'm too early. And but I got up for a week and watched the show every day. And I thought this Mr. Moose was cool, because usually like Bullwinkle, the Moose is sort of the doofus, but this one was sort of cool. So anyway, here's the song.
I like Dave Van Ronk.
Dave Van Ronk later recorded this song, yeah. And well, what I didn't know when I wrote the song is that the character who played Mr. Moose couldn't sing. So for the show, they eliminated the melody. It didn't seem to matter that much. I've done this for a while. All the animals laugh at me and ask me what I'd rather be. I patiently explain. I want to stay the same. I'm proud. Take a look at me and you will see.
That sounds great.
I'm as happy as an animal can be. I'd rather be a moose than a duck or a dog. An eagle, a seagull, or a pollywog. A bird can fly. I don't mind, cause nobody else has got ears like mine. What I want to be, yeah, just take a look at me and you'll see. I'm as happy as an animal can be. Never had a wish to be a fish, tried to be a cow, wouldn't know how. If you tried to make me be a goose, ooh, it wouldn't be no use, cause I'd rather be. I'm as happy as an animal. Moose Jam, clap your hands. Another verse. I said, I don't think so. It's a kid's song, it's got 2 verses. He said, you write another verse, I'll record it. I said, well, you could be right about that. Never had a care to be a hare, lion, tiger, penguin, or bear. I have no whim to swim upstream like a salmon. Cause can't you tell by now that I'm happy as I am and I'm proud. Be a moose. A moose is what I will always be. The reason is, you see, I am as happy as an animal can be. I'm proud to be a moose. I am proud. Too serious. You don't know this when you gotta leave. You better watch out, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming to town.
of the verse. I always screw it up.
With Rudy Toot Toot, Rum Tum Tum, Yo Ho Ho, and a bottle of rum.
That's not right.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Great, this one too.
With little toy dolls, cuddle and coo. Something about some kitty cars too. Santa Claus is coming.
Ideas feed the world. Oh yeah, Patrick's gonna play drums on this, ironically. You almost look little.
Into sea, key of my drum. Key of my drum. Key of my drum.
Thanks for sharing this time with us. We're going to do two more songs, and then after that we'll have the chalice extinguishing and the benediction. So two more songs. You're up. Oh, that's right. One more Christmas song, then two more songs, as long as we're not rigid on the clock.
If we're not out Christmas yet.
Yeah, okay. A Mel Torme song and then two non-Christmas songs.
I always look forward to doing this song every December.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the sea. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Though it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you. All over this land. land. I never have justice. I never have warning. I never have love between the brothers and the sisters. Oh, sing it, Lord, sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out of danger, I'd sing out of warning, I'd sing out of love between the brothers and the sisters, all over this land. Got a song to sing all over this land. It's a hammer of justice. It's a bell of freedom. It's a song about love between the brothers and the sisters all over this land. It's a hammer of justice. It's a bell of freedom. It's a song about love between the brothers and the sisters.
For coming to see us. We sort of have a skeletal family today, but we did the best we could, and it's a lot of fun. Thank you.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream Border. As I went walking that river highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley, singing this land with me, you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream Water. This land is made.
Hey, one, Erica.
This land is your land, this land is mine. California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to those deep waters. This land was made for you and me.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Patrick Manning here.